from a human perspective. The journey seems like it is a physical one of birth to death, a series of physical events that seem to occur, growth, maturing. Often it would seem that the latter stages of the journey are about decline, reflecting back on what would be perceived as the good times. From a non-physical perspective, this is not how the journey seems. The journey is an energetic one, a journey of rediscovery, discovering who you really are, and a shift of perspective on many aspects, discovering that it is not really about the world of form. That just provides the setting, the content, whatever the content is for each individual expression. In human form, every person comes into form with content, with programs, with areas to judge, as a way of ensuring as much as possible that the human self will make the discovery, will discover the treasure. It usually does begin with the human self believing that there is something to change in the physical in order to feel better about whatever aspect is causing the human self to feel uncomfortable. So, for example, many would have what the human self might call challenges with the body, not feeling good about the body in some way. And the human self would begin by believing that the answer is to change the body. Change the body so that the body meets with the ego's expectation of how the body should look or feel. And of course, this is driven by a program, believing that something should be different. And eventually, the realization comes that it is not the body that needs to change, it is the program. And in changing the program, there can be a sense of ease and peace with what is. In fact, it can become a source of great pleasure and enjoyment. Similarly, in the area of pleasure and desires, especially those of a sexual nature, ego would believe it is about. Either the physical fulfillment of those desires or the need to abstain. And once again, this is looking for peace to come through trying to control what occurs in the physical. And eventually the human self finds out that this does not work. And the answer is to go on the inner journey and make peace. Make peace with aspects of the human self that have been carefully selected to bring treasure. And the treasure is in the making peace and what can be enjoyed and experienced freely once there is a sense of, you might call it, integration, where aspects that have been rejected by the human self are welcomed and seen through the eyes of love rather than judgment. And this opens up many opportunities for enjoyment once the judgment is released and replaced with unconditional love. There is a sense of recognition that this aspect has always been there to provide this sense of integration, this sense of bringing all those parts, those disparate aspects that have been in some cases rejected, welcoming them in and becoming whole as a human, knowing yourself to be that unique expression of Great Spirit, which includes every aspect of who you are. And the mistake that the human self makes is in judging and pushing away and trying to control who you are. There is instead something to celebrate, and that is your uniqueness, the things that you make yourself wrong for. Are actually things to celebrate because they are aspects that make you who you are this time and make you different to others. The human self would say it would prefer to fit in. The inner being would say, you have come to be unique and different, and to express that difference in the world of form.